Good morning, I'm Drew Mello. Today is Wednesday, December 12th. It is 7:04 at 70 degrees from 88.9 FM and WQCS.org. Here's the latest in Florida news. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi Tuesday filed an emergency rule outlawing 22 new synthetic drugs, commonly called bath salts, K2, or spice. She says they cause psychotic episodes, seizures, hallucinations, and paranoia. The emergency order makes it a third-degree felony to sell or manufacture such drugs, and Bondi made it clear the authorities will be watching shopkeepers who ignore the order.
You're selling this stuff, and you know it's illegal. You take it off your shelves when you see police officers, and you put it back on. We're coming after you, and we will put you out of business, and we will do everything in our power to put you out of business because you're no better than a common street-level drug dealer.
Bondi was irate that synthetic drugs are often packaged with cartoon characters like Batman and the Joker to appeal to younger children. She vowed to work with the 2013 legislature to ban the 22 drugs permanently. Florida Governor Rick Scott is calling for the state-backed Citizens Property Insurance Corporation to hire a full-time inspector general. Scott on Tuesday said Floridians need reassurance that past missteps don't repeat themselves at Citizens, which has grown from an insurer of last resort to the largest property insurer in the state.
We can't have mismanagement. One, it was a state-organized entity, and the citizens of Florida are on the hook for any damages that Citizens can't pay for.
Citizens officials say they haven't seen a detailed proposal from the governor, but they've agreed to take all steps necessary to restore the public trust. Citizens now covers nearly 1.5 million policyholders in some of the state's most hurricane-prone regions. A new Gallup poll shows 70% of Americans want Washington leaders to cut a compromise budget deal before they push the country over the so-called fiscal cliff. Bobby O'Brien reports one Tampa Bay area congressman is willing to compromise if the other side of the aisle does as well.
When asked if he would vote for a tax increase, Congressman Bill Young of Pinellas County replied, "It depends on what's in the bill."
Any increased revenue has got to be accompanied by reduction in spending. If we don't do that, there's no deal.
Without a deal, there will be automatic budget cuts, 50% of which will come from the defense budget. Young doesn't see that happening.
I think what will happen, they'll probably put it off for like 90 days and give Congress 90 days and the president 90 days to come up with a solution.
If that solution is not found, Young says there are some things exempt from sequestration. The pay for military and military medical costs will not be cut. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
Florida officials are moving forward with a plan to purchase new land in the Panhandle aimed at protecting the state's waterways. The new parcel will be paid for with money given to the state for Deepwater Horizon recovery efforts and will work as buffer land protecting water resources in the area. Janet Bowman with the Nature Conservancy says she's excited to see the state's efforts to protect Florida's resources and hopes to see similar efforts continue.
There are many opportunities for partnerships both with Florida Forever Money and with, you know, any other resources that we can bring to bear to purchase and protect these properties.
The purchase is part of a larger work plan the Department of Environmental Protection presented to the Florida Cabinet Tuesday. Florida A&M University is being put on a year-long probation in the wake of a series of scandals at the school, including the hazing death of a drum major. FAMU officials were informed Tuesday by the Southern Association of College and Schools that its accreditation is in jeopardy. It's 7:08. It's being interpreted as a sharp rebuke of Commissioner Roger Goodell's handling of the NFL's bounty investigation. Paul Tagliabue has overturned the suspensions of four current and former New Orleans Saints players. The former commissioner says three of the players did engage in cash-for-hits program that was detrimental to the league, but added the team's coaches were very much involved and had contaminated the case. The New York Yankees found a replacement for third baseman Alex Rodriguez, who is expected to miss at least the first half of next season following hip surgery. Free agent Kevin Youkilis and the New York Yankees have reached agreement on a one-year, $12 million deal pending a physical. And NHL labor negotiations are set to resume today with mediators rejoining the talks at an undisclosed location. Today marks the 88th day of the lockout. Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms today. It'll be warm and humid. We're expecting a high near 82. Currently 70 degrees at WQCS. Good morning.